Welcome to Manchester United Daily, your go-to source for all things Red Devils. I'm your host, Alex, and today we've got a packed programme where we'll go through the current troubles facing Marcus Rashford, both on and off the pitch. We'll also dive into billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe's recent moves within the United ecosystem. We'll dissect the recent $60 million offer that's been greenlit for one of our key players. We'll take a look at Erik ten Hag's broader strategy and how it may reshape our tactics on the field. And we'll also be giving you an exclusive insight into United's transfer budget. Stay tuned as we offer you all this and more on this episode of Manchester United Daily. Let's get started. Marcus Rashford, a homegrown talent and a leading forward for Manchester United, has been facing a turbulent period both on and off the pitch. We delve into the complexities of his current challenges, standing at a crossroads amidst a season that has starkly contrasted with his previous 30-goal campaign. Despite showcasing his dedication and love for the club, Rashford has been confronted with a barrage of online abuse. And a portion of this negativity stems from a sector of outspoken fans and influential YouTubers who have made him a target of their criticism. Notably, YouTuber Mark Goldbridge, who runs the United Stan channel with over 1.85 million subscribers, has been openly critical of Rashford's performances. In one instance, Goldbridge referred to Rashford as about as useful as a wheelie bin with no wheels, a comment indicative of the wider scrutiny the forward has faced. After Manchester United conceded a lead in a pivotal FA Cup match, this criticism intensified. And it's not just Goldbridge. Some Manchester United supporters have echoed these sentiments, questioning Rashford's commitment to the club amidst inconsistent form. Compounding these are discussions around Rashford's personal life, including a revelation from earlier this year about a 12-hour tequila spree in Belfast. Such incidents amplify the dialogue on the responsibilities and pressures faced by footballers in the limelight. Amidst this, Rashford has not shied away from addressing the abuse. In response to a supportive post online, he remarked, "I appreciate your support. It is abuse and has been for months. Enough is enough." There is a palpable sense that the line between critical analysis and personal attacks has been blurred, a sentiment echoed across the football community. Passing through these issues, the conversation inevitably turns to the broader implications for social media regulation. As a medium where supporters and detractors alike can widely broadcast their opinions, regulating this space has become a key concern for athletes, clubs, and even lawmakers. It calls for a balanced approach, one that protects the mental well-being of players while allowing for the free expression of opinions. Rashford's journey also reflects the complex relationship between public figures and their audience in the digital age. What can be seen as the very fabric of modern football culture is the way fans connect with players through social media platforms. It's a relationship that can build and maintain a star player's image but can equally tarnish it in a matter of posts. Greater scrutiny of online behaviour is paramount, a task that demands collaboration between social platforms, regulatory bodies, clubs, and the public. In the backdrop of these struggles, Rashford's commitment to Manchester United remains unwavering, demonstrated recently by his poignant words in the Players' Tribune, where he discussed his deep roots at the club and the impact of questioning his allegiance. This very openness about his trials shows a different side of the coin, a side that humanizes the superstar and reminds us of the challenges that come with being in the spotlight of professional football. In a turn of events that has the football world abuzz, Sir Jim Ratcliffe has revealed plans to deepen his ties with our beloved Manchester United, marking a big shift in the landscape for the club's management and staff. Ratcliffe, the British billionaire and founder of Ineos, has a reputation for exacting standards and strategic precision. His increased involvement comes at a critical juncture for the club, as Man United faithful eagerly await a renaissance of sorts, a return to the glory days of English and European dominance. But what does this mean for the inner workings at Old Trafford? For starters, there is talk of a new era of financial discipline. Sir Jim has openly expressed his concerns about the club's spending, insisting on a more calculated approach in line with profit and sustainability. One of the first signs of this approach is in the changes imposed ahead of the FA Cup final. In a departure from tradition, the complimentary perks usually lavished upon the club's 100 employees and senior staff for the final have been curtailed, drawing a line in the sand for what is likely to be a broader austerity measure. In fact, United employees, previously privy to freebies and bonuses, have been informed about a contribution required for coach travel, while the customary lunch and hotel stay benefits were also withdrawn. A clear message sent that times are changing and everyone must row in tandem with a performance and outcome-orientated mindset. Ratcliffe's injection of financial prudence and strategic overhaul could indeed herald a new period of stability and ultimately, success. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into this narrative and witness the unfolding of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's vision for the future of Manchester United. In a development that's bound to shape the team's future, Manchester United has agreed on a $60 million deal for a key player. In the grand chessboard that is the transfer market, this move embodies a strategic gambit by Erik ten Hag, hinting at the broader overhaul he envisions for the squad. This is not merely a transfer, it's a statement signalling ten Hag's intent to sculpt the side in his image, one that aligns with his tactical ethos and philosophy. The player's departure will unquestionably affect the team's structure. It's an exit that could prompt a shift in the dynamic of United's playing style. Questions now swirl over how Ten Hag will reconfigure his tactics and whom he envisions as a piece that fits the puzzle of his desired formation. Will this pave the way for emerging talents to stake a claim, or will it necessitate dipping further into the transfer pool? On the tactical board, this presents Ten Hag with the challenge of rethinking his game plan. It's a matter of balance, ensuring defensive solidity while also harnessing attacking creativity. Will we see a shift in formation or a refinement of roles within the existing framework? This move might also underscore a potential pivot in strategic focus, from wide play to perhaps a more centrally intense style of approach, or reinforcing the spine with robust midfield command. What is clear is that Manchester United is bracing for change. It's a transformative period, and the Red Devils' faithful will be watching avidly, anticipating how Ten Hag moulds the team to navigate the complexities of English and European football. As the club braces for this significant exit, fans are left wondering about the shape of things to come. What doors this departure will open and how the team will evolve in the wake of this transition will be on everyone's minds as we move closer to the season's dawn. As Manchester United sets its sights on reinforcement in the upcoming transfer window, it's vital to consider the financial backdrop against which any signings will be made. This entails understanding the intricacies of the Premier League's profit and sustainability regulations and the degree to which they set budgetary confines for the club. With a share change at the helm and the dawn of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's partial ownership, United finds itself navigating within a budgetary corridor that, while not stifling, certainly demands judicious financial leadership. The Reds are reported to have an available net spend in the region of $100 million, a sum that, while substantial, is a clear indicator that the days of unrestrained expenditure are behind us. Crucially, the need to balance books isn't merely a nod to prudence. It's a compulsion driven by league statutes designed to ensure fair play and long-term sustainability. With the departures of high-wage players like Raphael Varane and Anthony Martial, United will free up a substantive amount of its wage bill, which could provide additional leeway in negotiations with both existing squad members and potential new arrivals. Yet, beneath the headline figure lies a strategic necessity. The need for a successful foray into the transfer market hinges not on the quantum of spending, but on the astuteness of investment. The focus is inevitably shifting to nurturing homegrown talent from United's famed academy and identifying transfer targets that not only fit the manager's tactical blueprint, but also align with the fiscal framework established by Ratcliffe and his team. What this amounts to is a forthcoming transfer window that will test the strategic mettle of United's decision makers. Navigating this period effectively will require a multifaceted approach, balancing the acquisition of key personnel with the cultivation of existing young talents, ensuring that any incoming players carry an on-field impact that justifies their price tag, and possibly making difficult decisions on the futures of established names who might not factor into the club's evolution. The capacity to operate within these financial constraints will be a defining factor in Manchester United's journey, and could pave the path towards a more sustainable model of success, one sculpted as much by financial acumen as by footballing prowess.
Thank you.
And that wraps up today's episode of Manchester United Daily. Your thoughts and opinions are invaluable to us, so we invite you to join the conversation. Share your take on Rashford's position at the club, Ratcliffe's potential influence, and United's transfer deals and budget. Be sure to tune in for our next episode. This has been Alex, and remember, your home for all things United is right here on Manchester United Daily. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, stay red.